We've been watching people watching people watching. You know, it's Gogglebox. If you like Gogglebox, it's a great bit of TV. But you know, the world likes to watch. We like to watch. And although I love Gogglebox. I love Pointless. I love Pointless because I can shout at the telly. You know, and I can be sitting on my sofa and I can be feeling like I'm having a profound effect on everyone around by just, you know, shouting at my television. In fact, I'm not. But we're a society of people who kind of like to watch. Some of the TV adverts which we saw today, I didn't know whether we were going to see the John Lewis advert, where you've got a little kid watching the moon and then the guy on the moon watching the little kid, and they're making a connection. It's about watching. Sometimes that phenomenon of watching doesn't work in our favor. If you are in an accident, you're better off being in an accident where one person is around than a whole crowd of people. Because if there's a crowd of people, basically people think someone else has called the ambulance. It's a phenomenon that basically everyone else stands around and goes, well, someone must have done something. And 20 minutes later, you realize the ambulance isn't on the way because no one's done it. And sometimes we can be paralyzed by the watching. You saw it in just recently in the tube station with the kind of terrorist incident. There was one bloke who jumped in to help and the rest of them were filming it on their phones, hoping to get a few hits on YouTube. That's kind of where we've got to. And I want to talk a little bit about watching. The last person who's watching is Tim Peake. I mean, it's great that Tim's made it to the International Space Station. And I would heartily recommend you find out when the space station comes over and have a look, because it's a great thing to see. And it's kind of great to know that he's up there. But it's a very little help to me that Tim Peake is in the International Space Station, you know? And he's married and he's got two sons, and I don't know how big those kids are, but let's say they're as big as Naomi here. For Rebecca, his wife, it's a very little help for Tim Peake to be in the International Space Station. When the kids are screaming, she's not going to be able to say, don't worry, Dad will be home soon. She's going to be saying, don't worry, Dad's watching you from the International Space Station. And sometimes that's a little bit the way we look about God. We have this perception that God is watching us from afar. In 1990, Bette Midler and Cliff Richard simultaneously released a kind of song which was From a Distance. Yeah. Now, you may say, oh, I love that song. I like Bette Midler. But what it's saying is utter nonsense. From a distance, the world is blue and green, which Tim Peake has confirmed for us. And then it says, from a distance, God is watching us from a distance. God is watching us from a distance. We're supposed to be somewhat encouraged by that. Now, I don't know about you, but I personally find that rather depressing. Because just like Rebecca, the wife of Tim Peake, what good is God watching us? Actually, that's not the story of Christmas. At the very beginning of the Bible, God says, let's make man in our image and in our likeness. He didn't say, create them like an ant farm, and then we can watch them from a distance and see how they go. And it will be quite entertaining for us to see how bad it is for them when we release them onto the world. Now, it didn't go too well, but that's not the story. The story is that God said, because God is a relationship, he wanted a relationship with man. And at the beginning of the Bible, it says God walked with man. It said he, in the cool of the day, he came down and he walked with man. Naomi's just learnt to walk, so, you know, whoa, good save. But walking is about making progress. It's about moving along. It's about going from one place to another. It's about having an adventure. And that's what God wants to do with us. He doesn't want to watch us from afar. He wants to be with us. He wants to be connected to us. In Psalm 34 and verse 18, it says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So one scripture that does away with the idea that God is a long way off watching us is this: the Lord is close. If you are brokenhearted, if Christmas to you is actually taking a deep breath, putting a smile on your face, and hoping that no one really finds out how tough it is because your family is maybe not together, or you are going to be rejected again this year, intentionally or unintentionally, you're going to be crushed. The good news is God isn't watching. He is close. He is near. He is close to you. In the story in Luke of the angels coming to proclaim Jesus, we hear glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to men on whom his favor rests. Some of you might think it's a good thing God's watching me, and maybe he's not watching. You know, I like the t-shirt that says, Jesus is coming, look busy. You know, that's sometimes our view. Oh, I don't really want the idea of God watching me or getting very close. But actually, this is good news, because the angels knew that God was bringing peace to men, and we can do with some peace at the moment. But more importantly than that, on whom his favor rests. Favor, that word means goodwill to all men. And it doesn't say goodwill to all men who follow Jesus and do everything he says and don't get it wrong. It just says all men. It doesn't say goodwill to those who become Christians and goodwill to those who are good people. God is declaring favor on all of us. So the good news is that he has a desire. That word back in the Greek and the Hebrew means you are longing for something that is absent. You are longing for something that is absent. And God is longing for a connection with mankind and with you, a personal walk with you that's been absent. And he spoke about this day one. When it all went wrong, he didn't wait to get it sorted out. He said, from day one, I've got a plan to come back and reconnect to mankind. One of the names that we give Jesus at Christmas time is Emmanuel, which means God with us. He is good. He is God. He is Jesus. He's here to do you good. In Hebrews, it says, in the book of Hebrews in the Bible, it says that Jesus knows what it's like to be like us. Now, I'm not saying he knows what it's like to not get an iPhone 6 for Christmas, but he certainly knows what it's like to be born into poverty, to be an immigrant, to be an exile, to flee from his country. He knows what it's like to be despised, to be rejected, to be abandoned by his friends. He knows every situation. He's been through it. He's not out of touch with our reality. Another description of that verse. He's not out of touch with our reality. And Psalm 45, verse 18 says, the Lord remains near to those who call out to him. You might have not have called out to God. You might think, why would I do that? You might have said this, though, OMG. You know, you might have texted it to someone. Oh, my God. That's something that we cry out and we hear all the time. But what if he's listening? In our packs and around today, there's a little thing here that challenges us to think, hey, hold on a minute. If God is near to all who call on him, what if he's listening? And he actually does something about it. He wants us to walk with him. He wants us to remain close to him. He wants us to call to him and to hear his voice. He's designed us for a relationship and for a connection with him. He hasn't designed us to live here in this mess that's all going wrong whilst he sits pretty on his own on some cloud somewhere watching us from a distance. So however much Bette Midler might have sung it wonderfully, I'd advise you to ignore her lyrical content. As we do that with God, as we call out to Him, as we start that walk with Him, as we start that journey with Him, as we find out who He really is, we start to see the world as He does. And we start to want to help others like He's helping others. Sometimes the answer to your cry to God is someone else, that we who know God are His hands and His feet, and we're bringing Him to others. You know, if you know anyone this Christmas who's going to be without food or without resources, then let us know. Because, I mean, over the weekend, individuals generously donated about £1,900 of cash to the food bank. There's a food bank in this area, in Nailsea, in Portishead, in Clevedon, all connected together to say, actually, we don't want to just talk about this stuff. We want to demonstrate it. We want to make sure that people don't go hungry and aren't humiliated because they can't provide for their families. And so we want to be love in action. Because one of the scriptures that the Bible says, it says, no one has seen God. Some people say, well, show me God. But when we love people, when we connect with them, when we intentionally love them unconditionally, His love flows through us to them. Going back to the John Lewis advert, why did they even do it? They did it because they know that hardwired into each one of us is like a tuning fork that needs connection. And when we get connection, when someone connects with us, something inside us goes off. It resonates. It sounds. It's like a bell that rings. You know, even in the smallest way, if you smile at one of these little kids and they smile back, ding, on goes that bell. And so from that ad, when that old man looks at that young girl, they meet. There's a connection. There's a resonance. And the reason that the advert works is because that's how we were designed to live. We were designed to live with a connection with God and a connection with one another. But before we try doing the one another bit, because that's quite tricky if you've ever met anyone, my recommendation is connect with God first. Connect with Him first. Amen. Thank you, Claire. I bring in Claire especially for Christmas. She can be hired. I'm her agent, so, you know. Let me pray for you, because God wants you to know that He's not watching you from a distance. He's not observing your life, uninterested in the ups and downs of it. He is close. He is desperate to walk alongside you. Father, I just thank You that Your word says to us, and what You demonstrated at Christmas, Jesus, You decided that there was no other way but to come and join in, to be born as a human, in human form, and to dwell with us, and to live with us, and to walk with us, and to feel pain and anguish and rejection just like we do. And then out of that, You've said, now I know what it's like, I can give You everything that You need to live this life. And Father, I thank You that tonight, today, this morning, we who call out to You, You will draw near to us. Those of us who are in trouble, those of us who are just are going on okay, but just need to know You near, we can call on You. And Father, I pray that we would experience the closeness of Your presence this Christmas, that we would feel and understand that there can be a connection with You, that You're not a God far off on a planet looking through a telescope, but You are Emmanuel, God with us. And I thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.